souls are distressed because they are subservient to their desires, even if they are multi-millionaires. They're distressed because of their desires. The main cause of an atmosphere of distress within souls is their limited desires. Now, with your attitude of unlimited disinterest, spread this attitude of disinterest in other souls too. Without your attitude of unlimited disinterest, souls will not be able to be peaceful and happy, nor will they be able to be free from their distress. This is a very deep thing to understand, that when we have desires, we feel lack. And when we feel lack, we experience distress. And even if someone has their desires fulfilled, they will soon have another desire. And so while we can run around our whole life chasing desires, it ultimately leaves us feeling empty. So what is it we're actually looking for really? What do we really deeply want? The reason we have desires is because something is missing. And that missing thing is a feeling of peace, a feeling of love, a feeling of freedom, a feeling of joy and bliss. Purity. We want to experience higher states of consciousness. We want to feel we've returned to our original fullness. And the way to do that is to connect our attention with the source of all the vibrations, the feelings, the love, the peace that we are looking for. So the usual way is to think, okay, let me have lots of desires and run around with a lot of passion and interest trying to get them all fulfilled. But it doesn't work. And we keep feeling that even if we have what we want, there's always more. What we're learning is that we can have an attitude of unlimited disinterest, which means that we let go. We say, you know what, I don't need all this stuff. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's not going to help me really. And instead, I'm going to refocus my energy and my attention onto the fact that I am a spiritual being. And I am light, I am peace, to come within, and then to have that love in our heart for the Supreme Soul, for the One, for the ocean of bliss, the ocean of love, the purifier, the remover of sorrow, and the bestower of happiness, the bestower of attainment. God is the bestower of attainment. So we can say to ourselves, look, let me just sit here or lie down, take the time to open my heart, to relax, to become aware of who I really am, and to recharge the battery of my soul with this pure energy, to receive the love, to receive the good feelings, the good vibrations, to allow that to fill that hole that is within with what I really need. And as we take time to receive the spiritual attainment, then we feel content, we feel satisfied and full. We feel we can finally relax. We feel wealthy. We feel grateful. And then, from that beautiful feeling of gratitude and peace, that creates an atmosphere of attainment that then can help other souls who are burning in the fire of desires to feel attainment and relaxed and really figure out what they want as well and come back into their own natural highest state of contentment and peace. So as you go through your life, through your day, and you have desires, which of course we do, we have things we need to do. But let us remember, what is the point of all this? What is it I really, really want? And where can I get my real needs met? Thank you for your beautiful presence. Om Shanti.